Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Let me welcome you this evening to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We trust the Lord will bless us as we meet together around His Word. We're just going to open our meeting in a word of prayer. Our loving and gracious Heavenly Father, we come into Thy presence through our Saviour's all-prevailing name. We thank You, O Lord, for the access that has been opened for us through the rent veil. We come upon redemption ground, the ground of peace. And Father, we thank You that we have the opportunity to meet in this fashion this evening. We thank You we have another opportunity to share the wonderful, glorious gospel message. We thank You, Father, there is power in the blood of the Lamb. We thank You, Father, there is an opportunity for sinners to hear the unsearchable riches of Christ. Lord, we just pray for Thy blessing upon our time this evening. Lord, we pray even through the preaching of Thy word that sinners will be reconciled to a holy God. Father, we thank You that we have an opportunity to share, even across the airwaves, the wonderful message of Christ and Him crucified. So, Father, come and bless us this evening. We pray that all will be said and done. We'll bring glory and honour to Thy great name. And, Father, through it all, that thou will be pleased to extend thy kingdom through the saving of many precious souls. Bless us, O God. Bless thy servant who will come and preach thy word. Give him help, Lord. Undertake for his needs. And bless the congregation, we ask. We pray in our Saviour's name. Amen. Amen. Our Bible reading is in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. And we'll break in at the verse 24, reading to the end of the chapter. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it is founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. We pray the Lord will add his blessing to this public reading of his precious word. We're going to sing another hymn now. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
In these verses, we find a certain wise man going to build a house
keeping one eye towards the work and the other towards the weather, he knew that the present dry season would not last forever. Eventually bracking, the rains descending, there would be terrible floods. Fearing lest his house would be swept away, he began to excavate. Luke tells us in his gospel that he dug down deep. Going down through layer after layer of sand, he eventually found rock. Rather than resting, he immediately began to build his house upon it. Day after day, he laid brick upon brick and timber upon timber. Eventually reaching the eaves, he constructed the roof, and then he put in the windows. And finding the rock, he immediately began to build his house upon it. It was an ongoing work. And it reminds us that conversion is not merely the finish of an old life, but it is the beginning of a new life. Resting our souls upon Christ, there must then be a building upon Him. Indeed, reminding the Jewish converts of this, Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3 and the verse 18, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." And by the word grow, he was here demanding continual growth. In fact, in the chapter 1, we find him urging them to add to their faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and so on. You see, as well as going for the Lord, there must be a growing in the Lord. An adding of new bricks of knowledge and timbers of grace and compassion to our lives. Have you ever been driving down the road and you've driven past a building that is half finished? And lying there for many months, you have thought to yourself, what happened here? Was there a death in the family? Or did they run out of money? Or was there a breakup in the marriage? Lying unfinished for several months, it eventually becomes an eyesore rather than being attractive. And you know, there is not continual growth in our lives. There is something wrong. Instead of attracting men and women to Christ, we will end up driving them away. And I wonder, believer, is there that spiritual growth in your life? Are you constantly adding new bricks of biblical knowledge? Are you growing in godliness? Is your faith becoming stronger with every passing day? You see, being on Christ the solid rock, being saved, there must then be a building up of our souls and our faith, even in Him. And so I want to draw your attention to the building of this house, as a reminder of how we are to be growing in grace. You notice the submission mentioned here. He said there in the verse 24, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." The Lord here describes the building of this house to a man who hears his sayings, and more than that, to one who doeth them. And in putting it in the present tense, he was indicating here that there was to be a continual hearing and doing of his word. In other words, it would only be as they would feed upon his word and fulfill his word that the house of their souls would grow. You see, for spiritual growth, there must not only be a loving of the Word, but there must be a living of the Word, a daily putting of it into practice in our lives. Indeed, seeking to build the Jewish converts up in their faith, James said in James chapter 1 and the verse 22, "But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." The word "hearers" here means to listen attentively. And yet he warned them here that listening attentively to the Word of God was not enough in itself. If all they did was listen, then it would avail them nothing. You see, it's not the hearing of the word, but it is the doing of the word that builds the soul. It is only as it is practiced that it profits us. I remember reading about a man in New York. His wealthy relative dying, he named him as his beneficiary. The terms of the will were very clear and they were very simple. He was to be given enough money to support him as long as he went to school. So what did the man do? Now he went to school until he died at the age of 63. And in the obituary behind his name, there was a long list of letters and qualifications. But you know, he never put into practice what he had learned. In reality, it was a life that had been wasted. You see, it's not enough to hear the word of God. There must be a heeding of the word of God, a daily putting of it into action in our lives. Martin Luther, the great Protestant reformer, on one occasion, speaking of Nicholas Hussman, he said, "What we preach, he lives." And that is the key. If we are going to grow in grace, there needs to be not only a reading of the Word of God or a listening to the Word of God, but there needs to be a putting of it into practice. You see, when I finish preaching this evening, my work is not ended. When you finish listening this evening, your work is not ended. There needs to be a putting of the Word into action. It is only as we do the Word of God that we build, as it were, the house of our soul, that we become strong, and that we are able then to withstand the storms of life and the storms in the trials that often blow. There needs to be that doing of the Word. But notice also not only submission, but notice the supplications mentioned here. He said in verse 24, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man." By the phrase, "these sayings of mine," the Lord here was referring to the Sermon on the Mount. When we go back into the verse 7, we find him telling them there to ask, to seek, and to knock. And in heaping verb upon verb, he was here demanding an ascending intensity. You see, as well as asking, there was to be a seeking, and if there was no response, then there was to be a knocking, or a violent knocking upon heaven's door. And praying with an increasing intensity, the house of their soul would be built up. You see, prayer is a means of grace. It builds our souls, turning our weakness into strength. Indeed, the prophet, seeing the people in his day being carried away into the wickedness of Babylon, he said in Isaiah 40 in the verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." The word "renew" here is a beautiful word. It literally means to exchange. In other words, waiting upon the Lord, they would exchange their limited strength for Christ's limitless strength. Ascending into heavenly places, he said they would run and they would not grow weary. You see, prayer not only informs the soul, but it transforms the soul. It turns our weakness into strength. Do you ever think of the pictures that Christ used to describe himself and the church? "My," he said, "that he is the head, we are the body." He said, "He is the vine, we are the branches." It is only as the body remains in communion with the head, it is only as the branches remain in contact with the vine, that they are able to grow and to flourish. And if you're to grow in stability, to grow in strength, to grow in spiritual splendor, then you need to ask. And more than that, you need to seek. And more than that, you need to knock. You need to knock upon heaven's door. Do you want that strength so that when the storms of life begin to blow and your world is turned upside down, that you're able to stand fast? Then you need to be on your knees. You need to pray. You need to be before God in prayer. Notice also the storms mentioned here. He said in verse 25, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house. You notice here there are no doubts and there are no maybes. The storms did come, and coming they came with great force. If you compare this verse with verse 27, you'll discover that these storms are almost identical to the storms that swept away the foolish man's house. And although this wise builder was building on the rock, he experienced the exact same floods, rains, and winds as the foolish man experienced. You see, salvation does not banish the storms of life. The converted go through the same trials and troubles as the condemned. Indeed, the Lord said in John 16, in the verse 33, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And he reminded them that in him they would have peace. But in this world they would have tribulations. In fact, he reminded them in verse 45, saying, he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. You see, while for the child of God there is no more curse, there is still a cross. There will be trials and there will be tribulations. Sometimes people imagine that the Christian life is like a bed of roses, and so it is. But if you ever take time and go and examine the rose and you lift the beautiful, colorful petals and you look behind them, you'll find they are long, sharp thorns that are able to pierce. And though you are a child of God, though you're building on the rock, there will be the storms, there will be disease, there will be disappointment, there will be death. As well as attacks from below, there will be the rains, or there will be the trials, there will be the temptations that come from above. You see, though you are a believer, there will be the storms. You'll have to go through the trials and the troubles of life. You notice also here just how quickly the storms came and how quickly the storms can come into our lives. One day we can be drifting along and the next day the storms are raging. Believer, prepare yourself because the storms are coming. Spend time in prayer. Build your soul up because the storms will come. Then finally we notice the security mentioned here. The storms coming down and the floods coming up. We read in verse 25, and the rain descended and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. The winds and the floods cracking the walls of the foolish man's house, they eventually swept it away. However, that which was built upon the rock, it remained firm. You see, only that which is built upon Christ, the solid rock, will remain. Everything else will be swept away. Indeed, the apostle, speaking of that which is built on myself or on this world, he described them in 1 Corinthians as hay, wood, and stubble. Of course, hay, wood, and stubble, unlike the gold, is easily burned up. You see, that which is built upon or done for self may be seen today, But in that day, it will be burned up. Only that which is done for Christ will remain. I'm sure you've heard the magician say, now you see it, and now you don't. That which is done for self may be seen today, but in that day, it will be burned up. You know, in 1992, Hurricane Andrew destroyed thousands of homes in South Florida. Yet in an area where the wreckage looked like a war zone, there was one house standing firm. Reporters went to the owner of the house and they asked him, what's the secret? How's your house still standing? He said, I built this house myself, and I built it according to the Florida State Building Code. And if you're going to withstand the storms of life, you need to build your life according to the Word of God. If we're building on Him, then the storms may come and they may blow with ferocity. But they will not destroy us, nor sweep away that which we have done for Christ. I'm sure the storms coming, this man appreciated my foundations. And my, the storms are sent into our lives not to destroy us, but so that we might appreciate what Christ has done for us. Are you building on the rock? And if you're building on the rock, could I encourage you to go on with God and to spend time in prayer, even with Him? Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee that the Lord is our rock. We thank Thee for the day when we were drawn to Him and saved by grace. But Lord, help us to grow in grace. Help us to add my new bricks of knowledge every day and to become stronger and stronger for Thee, able to stand and to serve Thee in these days. So hear this, our prayer, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.